Small Biz America.
The brain.
Melanie Rembrandt has published more than 200 articles related to e-commerce, technology, HR, small business, entertainment, and much more. She's the founder of Rembrandt Communications, LLC. This is a public relations consultancy that specializes in helping small business owners get the national media attention they need via targeted public relations and also SEO copywriting efforts. Joining us on the line from Los Angeles to talk more about how we can get free publicity, and that's PR, and much more, is Melanie Rembrandt. Melanie, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me.
How did you originally find your way into the PR universe?
Well, I had been working in public relations for quite a while. As I worked my way through UCLA, I was working in public relations. And I just found a knack for it. It kind of combined my experience in entertainment and writing and helping people reach their own goals.
To lay the foundation for this segment, if you would, and for some clarification, how is public relations different from advertising?
Public relations is different than advertising in the fact that it provides third-party credibility you simply cannot purchase anywhere else. By having a media venue talk about your products and services or providing an expert quote, you get this credibility that you just can't get anywhere else, and it's very cost-effective.
Melanie, what do so many small business owners just simply get wrong about how to use PR effectively?
Well, I think a lot of small business owners think press release as soon as they think of public relations.
Sure.
And it's so much more. I basically use press releases today to remind media members that my clients are out there, that they have new products and services, and that they're current. And more importantly, for search engine optimization use. But the main thing about public relations is communicating your message to the right people at the right time. And that's where a publicist comes in.
Tell me a little bit about how you're using SEO or how you're leveraging the power of SEO and the work you're doing with some of the clients.
Well, definitely. The public relations industry is changing, and social media is a very important part of it.
Yes.
And today you really need to add keywords to your press releases to get noticed on the search engine so people looking for your products and services online can find you. And then you carry over those keywords to your online content, all of your marketing materials, your newsletters, and then obviously you're also referring people to your site through blogs and Twitter and Facebook, etc.
Really a total paradigm shift for all the work PR-wise for you over the last couple of years.
Exactly. I kind of take everything a company has and combines it so that the same marketing message is going out and that the right people are actually seeing the message.
There are several different, I'll call them wire services that are out there that tend to get some attention. Give me your insights about the use of wire services. Do you use them and how do you use them for your clients?
I definitely use wire services, and they each have their own unique qualities. It depends on the message you're trying to get out and who you're trying to reach.
Okay.
If you're a public company, often you need to use one of the bigger services, such as Business Wire or PR Newswire, because investors need specific information. Now, if you're a small business owner, you can post your press release for free on a number of sites, and I actually list 50 of those free sites on my website at RembrandtWrites.com. And then you can also go a step up. A lot of small business owners use PR Web because they have services starting at $80 on up. And they're all very effective. You just have to figure out what audience you're trying to reach and then pick the appropriate release service for your goals.
We are visiting with Melanie Rembrandt. She's the founder of Rembrandt Communications, a PR firm. That website, www.RembrandtWrites.com. So you have some simple steps to help businesses get free publicity. What are the steps and how exactly do they work?
Well, in a nutshell, there are three basic steps where you can get free publicity. And it takes a little time and effort, but you won't spend a lot of money.
Great.
And the first step is to research the media venues and the people you need to contact. You know, first of all, it's pretty basic. You need to think about your target market. What are they watching on television? What are they listening to on the radio? Hopefully Small Biz America. And, you know, what are they looking at online? You know, figure out which media venues they go to. Then look at these media venues and get to know them. Familiarize yourself with the tone, the style, and especially who is talking about what. You want to get a good idea of the people you need to contact. And then once you have a good list of your media venues and who you're going after, The second step is to develop your story angle. And in a nutshell, you want to think about why will they care about what you have to say.
Yes.
And PR today is very targeted. You don't want to go with a publicist or a press release that's just distributed everywhere. That just won't work. You really need to look at each individual and what they're writing about and think about how you can provide them with value. What about your products and services are they really going to care about, and how does that relate to current trends and news and information? So, you know, develop your story angles with a particular person in mind, and that will get you a lot farther. So once you have your media venues and you've done your research, you know who you want to contact and what you want to say. Obviously, you're going to practice your pitch and write down some talking points in advance and get ready to call. And then when you have all that information, the next step is to make contact. And the best way to make contact is via phone. You know, just pick up the phone and quickly give your talking points to the appropriate person. And, you know, you want to be polite. You want to be succinct. If they're busy, by all means, you know, ask to call back at another time, because you don't want to make a bad impression. And if you simply can't get through via phone, you know, you can go the email route. And that also works if you're very nervous about making your first call to the media. And sometimes it's just a matter of calling and introducing yourself and say, hey, I'm an expert in XYZ area, and I'd love to act as a future resource for stories. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That way you start building media relationships over time, and then they come to you for your expert opinions and tips and news.
Yeah, what you said just there, Melanie, is key, I think, too. Positioning yourself as a resource, you can help them with whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, rather than it's not a sales call.
Exactly. You kind of need to think of them as your customers. What can you do for them? What problems can you solve for them?
When a client signs up to work with you in your firm, do you include, and I'm imagining you do, the range of social media and SEO types of activities that, you know, some business owners may say, well, listen, you know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm not a digital native. I don't get it. Do you help them with that piece on a regular basis, or how do you structure that part of your relationship?
Yes, actually, I get a lot of calls for that, and I do like to oversee all the different aspects, because, like I said before, you want to keep the same marketing message going throughout all your materials and in your communications with the public and the media. And also, it saves customers a lot of time and money instead of going with all these different services, one for search engine optimization, one for press release writing, one for blog and newsletter writing. And I combine all of that to help save my customers' money, and also to get the job done the right way.
Are there ways for you as a professional PR person to leverage, in other words, to network a post so that you're not having to make redundant posts and cutting and pasting all day?
Oh, definitely. And it goes back to what your client is trying to accomplish.
Okay.
You figure out the best sites and the best ways to get that across.
All right. You've got a new book. Congratulations. The title is Secrets of Becoming a Publicist. So it sounds like you've shifted gears with this and decided to help people learn how to do the work you've been doing. Why did you write the book, and what's inside the cover?
You know, I've always pitched for people to do their own publicity. But most of the time, entrepreneurs just don't have the time, and that's when they come and hire someone like me. And actually, the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently said that employment of public relations specialists is supposed to grow by 18%, you know, by 2016.
Wow.
I thought, well, there's a real need for this. And, you know, a lot of people don't have the money to get the education and experience they need. So I thought I'd just kind of share all my secrets, because people need good publicists. And I thought it was time to share that information. And so in Secrets of Becoming a Publicist, I show how anyone can promote their business and actually sell their services, doing public relations.
Very, very cool. And that book is available at your website, which again is www.rembrandt, that's DT on the end of that, rembrandtwrites.com. And you also, as I know, have a free newsletter. Tell us about what that includes on a regular basis and how to sign up.
Sure. As I said before, my whole point is to help small business owners, just like myself, actually pursue their dreams and become successful. So each month in my newsletter, you know, I offer tips on how to reach the media. I give some media contact information. And then I also provide blogs through my sites, Pink Magazine and Startup Nation. So I offer a lot of free information. So, and also if you have questions, I'm open to hearing and trying to answer them. So there's a lot of information on my site about that.
Very good. A delight to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. The website again, www.rembrandtwrites.com. The book is Secrets of Becoming a Publicist. We've been visiting with Melanie Rembrandt from Rembrandt Communications, a PR firm consultancy specializing in helping small business owners get the national media attention they need via targeted public relations. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.